Family of Grace, welcome to the episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. And today's Wonder Chapter is from 2 Chronicles Chapter 34. And as you start off with the word of prayer, Almighty King of Kings, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done and what we have failed to do. May you forgive us, may you continue protecting us, sending your holy angels to come and be with us, to come and show us the way, and to come and always deliver us, Father, where for all those who are sick, all those in pain, that, Father, all those who have lost hope, you may give them hope, knowing that they have something greater waiting for them. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Josiah's reform. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and followed the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right, to the left. In the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the Lord God of his father David. In his 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of high places, Asherah poles and idols. Under his direction, the altars of Baal were torn down. He cut to pieces the incense altars that were above and smashed the Asherah poles and idols. These he broke to pieces and scattered over the graves of those who had sacrificed to them. He burned the bones of the priests on their altars, and so he purged Judah and Jerusalem. In the towns of Manasseh, Ephraim and Simeon, and as far as Naphtali, and in the ruins around them, he tore down the altars and the Asherah poles, and crushed the idols to powder, and cut the pieces of incense throughout Israel. He then went back to Jerusalem. In the 8th year of Josiah's reign, to purify the land and the temple, he sent Shaphan, son of Azaliah, and Manasseh, the ruler of the city, with Joah, son of Johaz, the recorder, to repair the temple of the Lord his God. They went to Hilkiah the high priest and gave him the money that had been brought into the temple of the Lord, which the Levites, who were gatekeepers, had collected from the people of Manasseh, Ephraim, and the entire remnant of Israel, and all the people of Judah and Benjamin, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Then he entrusted it to all those men he appointed to supervise the work on the Lord's temple. The men paid the workers who repaired and restored the temple. They also gave money to the carpenters and builders to purchase the stones and the timber for the joists and beams for the buildings, and the kings of Judah had allowed to fall into ruin. The workers labored faithfully over them to direct them by Johath and Obadiah. Levites descended from Merari, and Zechariah and Meshulam descended from Kothas. The Levites, all who were skilled in playing musical instruments, had charge of the laborers and supervised all the workers from job to job. Some of the Levites were secretaries, scribes, and gatekeepers. When they were bringing out the money that had been taken to the temple of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found the book of law of the Lord had been given through Moses. Hilkiah said to Shaphan, the secretary, "I have found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord." He gave it to Shaphan. Then Shaphan took the book to the king and reported to him, "Your officials are doing everything that has been committed to them. They have paid out the money that was in the temple of the Lord and have entrusted it to supervisors and workers." Then Shaphan's secretary informed the king, "Hilkiah the priest has given me a book," and Shaphan read it in the presence of the king. When the king heard the words of the law, he tore his robes. He gave orders to Hilkiah, Ahikam, son of Shaphan, Abdon, son of Micaiah, Shaphan the secretary, and Asaiah the king's attendant, "Go and inquire of the Lord for me and for the remnant of Israel and Judah about what is written in this book that has been found. Great is the Lord's anger that is poured out on us, because those who have gone before us have not kept the word of the Lord. They have not acted in accordance with all that is written in this book." Hilkiah and all those the king had sent went to speak to the prophet Huldah, who was the wife of Shillam, son of Tekoath, the son of Hasra, the keeper of the wardrobe. She lived in Jerusalem in the new quarter. She said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, has said. Tell the man who sent you to me, this is what the Lord says. I'm going to bring disaster on this place and its people. All the curses are written in that book has to be read in the presence of the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me and have burned incense to other gods and aroused my anger by all their hands have made. My anger will be poured out to this place and will not be quenched. Tell the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord of Israel, says concerning the words you have heard, because your heart was responsive and humble before God when you heard what he spoke against this place and its people, and because you humbled yourself before me and tore your robes and wept in my presence, I have heard you, declares the Lord. Now I will gather you in your ancestors, and you will be buried in the presence, in the peace. Your eyes will not see any of the disaster I'm going to bring onto this place and those who live here." So they took her answer back to the king. Then the king called all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. He went up to the temple of the Lord with the people of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the Levites, all the people from the least to the greatest. He read their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant which had been found in the temple of the Lord. The king stood by his pillar and renewed the covenant in the presence of the Lord to follow the Lord and keep his commands, statutes, and decrees with all his heart and all his soul, to obey all the words of the covenant written in the book. Then he had everyone in Jerusalem and Benjamin treat themselves to eat. The people of Jerusalem did this in accordance with the covenant of God, the God of their ancestors. Josiah removed all the detestable idols from all the territories belonging to Israel, and he had all who were present in Israel serve the Lord their God as long as he lived. They did not fail to follow the Lord, the God of their ancestors. And this is where our wonder chapter for today ends. Let's go straight to today's message. The first one comes from verse 3. And what does verse 3 say? Verse 3 says, "In the eighth year of his reign, when he was still young, he began to seek the Lord, the God of his father. In his 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of high places, Asherah poles, and idols." Amen. The key word that I want us to get here is he began to seek the God of his father while he was still young. Amen. So many times as Christians, I want to phrase this in two ways. We always wait for the last minute. Amen. We always wait for when things have gone south. That's when we always decide, you know what? Now I'm going to praise the Lord. Now I've decided to give my life to God, you know? All the things. But the Lord is telling us today that we ought to dedicate ourselves to him while we are still young, while we are still in our youthful days. I know you may be like, "But I've passed my youthful days." All I can tell you today is the day, is the right day to dedicate yourself to God. Don't wait for tomorrow. Today is your youthful day. And the other way that I really wanted us to frame is that we ought to engage young children in the Lord. Amen. And the practices of the Lord. We have to teach them the ways when they're still early. We have to show him the path that they ought to follow. And looking into verse 12. Verse 12 says, "The workers labored faithfully over them to direct them were Jahath and Obadiah, Levites descended from Merari, and Zechariah and Meshulam descended from Kohath, the Levites, all who were skilled in playing musical instruments." Laborers labored faithfully. And we are all laborers of God. Amen. That's something that most of us forget. We are all laborers of God. And we need to labor faithfully. The Bible today is telling us that in whatever that we do, we ought to do it faithfully. Don't do it with a biased mind. Don't do it with a biased attitude. Just don't. Do it wholeheartedly in a Christ-like manner, like you are doing it for God. Don't do it because you're being forced to. Don't do it because you see someone. No. Do it faithfully and diligently, and the Lord will reward you. And when you go into verse 25, what do we see in verse 25? Verse 25 says, because they have forsaken me and burnt incense to other gods and aroused my anger by all that their hands have made, my anger will be poured out to this place and will not be quenched. Amen. I've talked about this over and over and over again, serving other gods. And I've explained to you that it doesn't necessarily have to be a small god that you have created. But there are so many things that we do that steal our Christian time. Amen. That move us away. That make us so busy that we don't even have time for God. Can you imagine? But the Bible is telling us today that we ought to serve the Lord only. We can't serve two masters at the same time. You can't serve God and also want to serve the earth. No. And that's why he gave you a free will. And that's why he gave you a free mind to choose where you want to be. So the question is, you as you, who do you want to serve? Get one side and then stick there. Don't keep on moving. No. Get a side that you are comfortable with and stay there. But I would recommend you that come, let's serve the Lord together. Why? Because there is goodness in the Lord. 27, something I've been saying every day. Because your heart was responsive and you humbled yourself before the Lord, when your heart was spoken against this place and its people, and because you humbled yourself before me and tore your robes and wept in my presence, I have heard you, declares the Lord. I have always told you every day. I think you must even be tired. Humble yourself before the Lord. Humility is the language that moves the Lord. When you humble yourselves, and don't just humble like you're outward, your outward actions and what the Lord sees your inside. You can't cheat him. When you decide to humble your whole soul, humble everything to the Lord. And he will guide you. And he will be merciful. We serve a very merciful God. We serve a very, very merciful God. That when you come to before him with humility, he will raise you up with authority and he will lift you. So many people just want to be lifted, but no one wants to do the work. But today we hear what the Bible is telling us all. And lastly, when you go to verse 31, the king stood by his pillar and renewed the covenant in the presence of the Lord to follow the Lord and keep his commands, statutes, decrees with all his heart and soul, and to obey the words of the covenant written in this book. Amen. As Christians, the Bible is reminding us of our duty. The Bible is reminding us of what we need to do. We need to follow the Lord and keep his commands, statutes, and decrees. Not just that, with all our hearts and all our souls. And we have to be obedient. And that's the message I had for you today. Get some time. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 34. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithallan@yahoo.com. Or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithallan. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have control in our thoughts, in our actions, what you have done and what you have failed to do. Reason in your Holy Spirit to always come and guide us, to always come and protect us and be with us, Father. Fill us with your Holy Spirit for all the times that we have gone astray, for all the times that we have failed to humble ourselves before you. May you please forgive us and send in your holy angels to come and be with us and guide us in whatever we do. We pray all this believing and trusting in the mighty name, the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.